Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michigan will take on Wisconsin Saturday at noon. The Wolverines enter 17-0, number two in the nation. And their head coach is John Beilein, and he joins us right now on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're good.
We're great. It's great to talk to you. We really appreciate the time. we have obviously followed your career closely at Michigan. We know about your time. You've always won West Virginia, wherever you've coached. Have you ever been on a 17-game winning streak before?
I don't pay a lot of attention to those. I think there's been some streaks that were close to that, but 17 doesn't stand out to me, that's for sure. So I said, do you go on runs with teams and you don't like embrace it probably as much as the media does? You just sort of look at what's next. Mm-hmm. But I don't recall that. It could have happened, but I don't think so.
So you'll hate the question, and it'll invariably come up as the streak continues, because coaches are always asked, do you kind of want to lose a game before March, before the tournament, so to get that little caveat out of the way?
Yeah, that is a bad question, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was Stoney who asked it, not me.
You know what? You don't want to lose. At the same time, if some losses come up along the way, and I'm pretty confident they will, there will be some bumps in the road along the way. That's usually really a good thing. You can spin that. It's as with our team so far, we have grown through this success, but you grow much quicker through adversity sometimes. So you got to just treat it like it is and grow in every opportunity that you can. But our schedule is going to change. Our schedule has been very fortuitous in the league. Like four home, two away in the league. We've probably played two teams that are Northwestern and Illinois on the road that are both, you know, rebuilding their teams right now. They got a lot of freshmen playing. And as a result, we've been fortunate. That all stops at noon on Saturday at Wisconsin.
You know, the thing that struck Stoney and me, and we've talked about your team a lot this year, is that even though you've won every game you've played so far, you have been improving as a team and also individually. I mean, obviously, Brzdakis has been an amazing freshman for you, but we were talking the other day about Charles Matthews. It seems as the season has gone along, you've gotten individual improvement along with a team. Is that something you've noticed as well?
Well, yeah, you know what? This is like your own, you having your own children, and they grow every day, and then, you know, the grandma sees them 6 months later and says, man, they've really grown. and you don't notice it as much. But I do like that in games we're showing some of the improvement. I see it in practice, and then I haven't seen it in games. Like John Teske shooting from three,
yeah.
Xavier shooting from three. Those are things we hadn't seen in games yet. And so we've been noticing it in practice, but it is when those lights come on, it's always different. But I that's the thing. I hope that our teams always improve every year. You know, we're always right now, like today's practice will be, 30 minutes of dribbling the ball and passing the ball and individual instruction. It won't be about plays of how to be more efficient with the ball. And then defensively, the amount of work we do, just working on defensive concepts that Wisconsin runs, but not their plays, the concepts. We believe that leads to this improvement.
When you lose guys like Wagner, Abdurrahim, and Duncan Robinson, and you're still, at least so far, as good, if not better, than last year, which is crazy to say considering you went to the national championship game last year, does that surprise you?
I think every year I have so little expectations other than let's try and improve daily. So I really don't sit there and be surprised. I'm just like, okay, we got that done. What's next? I'm not a guy that's like saying, wow, this team is surprising. I just, if they were struggling, it wouldn't be a surprise either. It's just part of our job as coaches to get the best out of them every day. And if it leads to a bunch of wins, it leads to a bunch of wins. If it leads to some losses, you know, you don't lose, you learn. And if it leads to some losses that help us learn, then that's what it is.
We're talking to John Beilein, the Michigan head basketball coach. They take on Wisconsin noon on Saturday. You can, of course, hear that game with our friend Matt Shepard on News Radio 950 WWJ. The early in the season, you guys went to Villanova. I mean, obviously, billed as a rematch of the national championship game, but players have changed, rosters have changed, and you guys really destroyed them. I mean, it was a complete blowout. What did that game mean for you so early on in the season? Did it set a tone at all, or was that just another game?
I think it gave, you know, we were down at halftime to Holy Cross a week before that, and Norfolk State had given us a tough game. So it was all of a sudden when they play against an elite team, and once again, as you mentioned, Villanova lost a lot of guys off that team. We did too, but they lost more than us. I think all of a sudden our kids sort of said, well, wait a minute, we're not that team that was down to Holy Cross. We can do better. We can play better. We can do more things. And it gave us a lot of confidence, I think, because we went right after that on 2 days rest and had similar success against George Washington and Providence back-to-back. So it sort of we came out of that probably feeling pretty good that, all right, we're in there. Now what are we going to do with it? We have some pieces. What are we going to do with it? And our team has been very composed. Very focused on the process, and it's worked so well. It worked so far, so good is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Historically, even when Michigan's had really good seasons, even going back decades, Chrysler was not exactly a barn, a major home court advantage. Now you guys are selling out every game, even some of the non-glamour games. Is Chrysler becoming just a great place for you to play and tough for the opponent right now?
Yeah, I'm not aware of you know what it was back in the days other than watching it on TV. I do know that a lot of the improvements we've made have made it not only the team is good, but, you know, what was it, 6 years ago or 7 years ago, we had a major upgrade where there was actually a good scoreboard and there was good lighting. And thanks to Bill Martin, Dave Brandon, these ADs, President Coleman at the time, they made it a better atmosphere. And so that, I think that has a lot to do with it as well, that it's a comfortable place to go watch a game. And but in like 12, 13, 13, 14, it was very, very like when we went to the championship and we won the Big Ten in 14, we sold out almost every game then too. So it is and right now everybody likes it when you win. That's one way to fill crowds. You can do all the other extra halftime shows and everything, win games, and people like that.
John Beilein with us here, 97.1 The Ticket, just a couple more minutes. Michigan right now is third in the country in scoring defense, allowing 56.6 points a game. That's the national narrative, as you probably know, John, about your team, is that for years John Beilein was an offensive mastermind, but now his Michigan team is playing defense too. What do you think about that national narrative, and how much pride do you take in that stat I just read?
Well, I think it has a lot to do as we learn more as coaching staff about what your strengths are, what areas you need to improve in, and I certainly identified that. I could see it all came about really after a couple of years where I said, you know what, we've usually been a top, really high-level offensive team, but only top 100 defense. Now, there's 355 teams, so it wasn't like we were laying down and letting people score.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, and I sensed the year where our defense was not going to be, our offense was not going to be as good because we were rebuilding. So I said, you know, there's only one way we're going to win here is our defense has to improve. So we tried to change some things, tried to really meet, and I hired Billy Donlin that year to just really just be the voice of the defense. And when he left quickly after a year, but he really helped us. And then Luke Yaklich has just come in. DeAndre Haynes and Sadi have done great scouting reports, and it's helped us in that way. But I think throw that and I mean, these assistants I have are spectacular. But also we have Charles Matthews and Xavier Simpson, and those two guys love to guard people. Not that other guys didn't, but they love to guard people. And that is who we are, and it has a lot to do with emphasis from the coaching staff, but also emphasis by those two players. It's made a big difference.
John, we know you're busy. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck against Wisconsin. Hopefully we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks a lot. There he is, John Beilein, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, 97-1, the tickets.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.